Welcome to Orlando Means Business. In this season, we're hearing from industry leaders, entrepreneurs, and innovators who are shaping the Orlando region's thriving business landscape. I'm your host, Amanda Lubin. Today, we're taking it to the court and learning more about the dynamic world of sports technology and innovation alongside one of the NBA's most forward-thinking franchises, the Orlando Magic. The Magic is in a league of its own when it comes to using technology and innovation to engage fans and improve business operations. The franchise is also committed to fostering innovation and strengthening Orlando's tech ecosystem through its annual Magic Innovation Challenge. To learn more about how innovation is playing a role in guiding the Magic future, both on and off the court, we're joined by Jay Riola, Executive Vice President of Strategy and Innovation. Hey, Jay, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you, Amanda.
So, Jay, let's just talk about the Orlando Magic. How does the franchise integrate technology and innovation into everything that you do?
Yeah. Well, first off, thank you for the opportunity to share about our innovation program. We at the Orlando Magic are big supporters of the OEP and appreciative of everything the OEP does to bring economic development and collaboration to our region. I personally was privileged to participate in Leadership Orlando Class 99, so I personally have had the opportunity to learn about all our region has to offer and get to know the great people here and so many others throughout the region. When talking about innovation at the Orlando Magic, I think it's appropriate to start with the incredible partnership and leadership we have at the National Basketball Association league level. The NBA has long been regarded as one of the most innovative professional sports leagues and an early adopter of technology, from its media deals to its digital adoption. One of the first .com businesses, recent innovation with the NBA app and its NBA digital membership program, to innovating the viewership experience to fans. The NBA was also the first pro sports league to introduce a women's league in the WNBA in 1997. More recently, introducing a professional esports league in 2018 called the NBA 2K League, of which the Orlando Magic has an affiliate named Magic Gaming that participates in it, to the formation of the Basketball Africa League and other efforts that the league has undertaken to grow the game of basketball globally. The league has also demonstrated incredible levels of commitment around innovation with our schedule, including the introduction of the in-season tournament, which launched this season for the first time and created incredible attention and engagement in November and early December, which historically have been challenging periods to drive fan engagement. So I think a lot of innovation starts with the league office and really helps to set the stage for team-level innovation. From the Magic's perspective, I think a lot of innovation really started to occur at the opening of Kia Center back in 2010, which at the time for us was named Amway Center. This was really, really a pivotal point for us in our ability to drive innovation. So obviously, when you're opening a new arena, it provides an opportunity to introduce new technologies, new amenities, et cetera. And for us, the opening of Kia Center allowed us to focus on being what at the time was the most technologically advanced venue in pro sports. Looking back, it's crazy to think, but at the time, we were one of the first NBA venues to offer free Wi-Fi. We were an early adopter of digital ticketing. And so many other digital and data-driven enhancements. 2010 was also early in the wave of big data and analytics, and at a point when the introduction of online ticket resale marketplaces like StubHub, SeatGeek, Vivid were disrupting how pro sports teams thought about their ticket pricing, their customer data, their ticket distribution, etc. So we were the first NBA team to actually build an enterprise data warehouse to collect and organize our fan data. We started to hire a team of analysts to study the data and find ways to use analytical insights to improve fan experiences and our overall business operations. This included variable ticket pricing and developing new ticketing products and other improvements to our sales and service models. Fast forward, in 2014, we formally announced the creation of the Orlando Magic's Innovation Department and actually dedicated a physical innovation lab space in our offices, the first NBA team to do so, and dedicating a department entirely towards innovation. Leadership at the time also named innovation as one of the Magic's four core values among teamwork, legendary, and community. And so since that time, the innovation department has focused on driving value from new ideas with an emphasis on creation for our teams, our fans, our businesses, and our community. We provide a culture of creative thinking and foster an environment where employees are encouraged to take risks in an effort to achieve breakthrough results. The innovation department uses design thinking, problem-solving processes to help facilitate projects. And these projects can range from internal staff process improvements to digital products to improved customer experience operations to even arena renovations and improvements. To date, we've had well over 100 projects come through the lab to receive innovation facilitation and implemented a wide range of resulting solutions, with examples ranging from the Hispanic Business Summit to new digital ticketing products like Magic Vision Mobile or our College Fast Bake Pass program to improve first-year membership strategies that help improve season ticket renewal rates. In addition to our Innovation Lab operations, we also host two large innovation challenge events. One is internal and available only to Magic staff, but we ask staff to identify key challenges and then prototype and present possible solutions. The second event is our external Orlando Magic Innovation Challenge, where we invite and provide developers, students, marketers, startup enthusiasts, and graphic artists with an opportunity to pitch new and innovative ideas. Participants will be given a general business challenge and then tasked with forming a team to create solutions. So I know this was long-winded, but hopefully it provided a broad but also very detailed overview of our efforts around innovation. We try really hard to balance an inside-out as well as an outside-in approach, a top-down as well as a bottom-up approach to sourcing ideas, inspiration, and talent for our innovation.
So I can obviously tell innovation is in the Orlando Magic's DNA in everything you do and every facet that you touch as a franchise.
Absolutely.
And you touched on that Magic Innovation Challenge. We're going to get more into that a little later on, but I'm very excited to hear about how you guys are engaging not only your internal staff, but then the community at large. So you mentioned, you know, creating an engagement and engaging fans and obviously winning games that builds fan loyalty. But for the Magic, I imagine creating an extraordinary fan experience is just as important. So can you tell me what kind of tech and new initiatives that you're using to enhance the fan experience and build new and improved products?
Yeah, absolutely. As I mentioned earlier, one of our early focuses for data-driven innovation was to use digital technology to improve fan experiences. We really accomplished this by developing totally new digital ticketing products and product features that were first of their kind in professional sports. One of the most innovative examples has been the launch and development of our Magic Money program. Season ticket holders are crucial to a professional sports team's success, and we studied our fans' data. We started to understand that one of the most important factors determining a season ticket holder's membership renewal was their overall ticket utilization. So we designed a solution that allowed members to easily return their tickets for games they could not attend back to the team using our team app, and to convert the dollar amount of those tickets into a digital currency called Magic Money, which they could then use to customize their experience to future games by allowing them to buy seat upgrades, additional seats that they could host family and friends in, concessions, merchandise, or other unique experiences in our app. So this really did serve to kind of revolutionize the member experience by creating a new level of flexibility where previously none had really existed. And this has significantly helped us to not only renew our season ticket members at a higher rate, but also sell new season ticket holders to new fans who previously could have objected due to reasons that there were too many games or they didn't have the ability to make it out to the Kia Center as often. It also allows us to recoup inventory that we can resell to individual game buyers. We were the first team in sports to develop this type of program, and since its launch in 2015, it's been replicated and adopted by other teams throughout professional and collegiate sports. Another example is the development of our Fast Break Pass ticketing program. The Fast Break Pass, as we call it, is a mobile-only ticket where you are ensured that you'll have seats to a specific game, but you don't know the location of those seats until 2 hours prior to tip-off. So think of it as almost flying standby. You know or you hope you'll be on the plane, but you don't know where until right before probably the plane doors close. So as seats are at game time, seats are randomly assigned at that time based on whatever availability we have. This product has a much lower price point and is typically sold on a month-to-month or seasonal basis, but it's really helped us grow our pipeline of fans. Aside from ticketing products, we have really focused on improving the in-arena experience with technology and improved operations and amenities. Over the last number of seasons, we fully transitioned to digital ticketing, which has helped to eliminate fraud and improve fan data collection. We've introduced new grab-and-go concession markets that allow for self-checkout. And we use in-venue QR codes to launch different mobile app utilities. So you can play in-arena trivia, you can activate the camera through your app to actually get on the center-hung scoreboard using a selfie cam, and many other ways that you can engage with the team. We also have worked closely with our marketing and communications and social media content departments to improve our app and deliver enhanced and interactive video and audio content, including all access and behind-the-scenes content. Our app features vertical video content and quick storytelling snippets, similar to what you may experience on Instagram or other social media sites, as well as longer form podcast, video content, or deep dive commentary analysis. And last season, a couple of data points here. We actually, the league surveys teams' fan bases, and we ranked first in the NBA in overall game experience and in mobile app satisfaction. Two huge achievements that we feel speak to our organization's level of innovation and execution.
And your dedication to the fans, for that matter, too.
Definitely.
So what does the Orlando Magic, I mean, you are, the organization is one of the most forward-thinking franchises in the NBA. So why is it so important for the Magic to be a leader in the sports technology field? And how does the Magic stay at the forefront of that innovation?
Yeah, good question. Well, first off, I think in regards to this question, I really do have to give credit to our ownership, the DeVos family, our CEO, Alex Martins, and our president of business operations, Charlie Freeman. They have truly set the standard for the organization and emphasized innovation as one of our core values. The reason it is important is because although we unquestionably have some of the best basketball players and athletes in the world, especially when you consider that our business includes our broader affiliates, the Orlando Solar Bears, the Osceola Magic, and our esports team Magic Gaming, we are competing in the entertainment and hospitality sector, and customers, especially in Orlando and Central Florida, have so many incredible entertainment options of where to spend their time and money. So it's important for us that we deliver a legendary level of experience whenever you come to Kia Center or engage with us digitally via our website, our app, our social media accounts, or just viewing a game on television. We have to use technology and innovation to compete and stay first class in all we do.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of options in Orlando. So staying on top of it, staying ahead of it is key to finding success, which you obviously are doing at the Orlando Magic. So you touched on this at the beginning, but tell us a little bit more about the Magic Innovation Challenge and how this supports the innovation and strengthens Orlando's tech ecosystem.
Sure. Yeah, this is a really exciting event for us. And this past January, we hosted our third annual Orlando Magic Innovation Challenge. The event is a multi-day event that offers students, professionals, entrepreneurs, the chance to tackle key challenges facing not just the Magic, but sports business. And we've been able to grow the challenge each year in terms of number of participants, and have walked away inspired and with some concrete ideas of how we can improve fan experiences and our overall business operations. Participants are assigned onto teams that then receive training in innovation methodologies and are tasked with building a business plan to address key challenges facing the Magic. At the end of the multi-day event, teams pitch to a panel of expert judges, and winning teams receive prizes, on-court recognition, and the chance to further collaborate with members of Magic staff to develop their ideas.
Can you share any of those ideas that have been successful?
Yeah, I certainly can. The Fast Break Pass, we created a variation of that product called the College Pass, which was pitched to us by a student team that helped to grow students at UCF and other local universities to come to Magic Games throughout the season. And so it was that Fast Break Pass technology that I mentioned, but designed with kind of a college student in mind. We've done some innovations to our app to deliver content in more fan-friendly ways that have come from it. We have a loyalty program where you can earn badges based on the games that you attend. So if you come to a game that we went on a buzzer beater, or a game like a big theme night, so we had a Brazil night, we have Faith and Family night, we have Pride night, you can earn badges in our app that unlock prizes or discounts or other incentives. And so a lot of the ideas around all of these have been either directly or perhaps indirectly inspired, but come from some inspiration that came from the challenge.
That's so cool. And to know like you have fans that are building this and being involved in it, that just even builds more loyalty, I imagine, and just really drives that experience.
Absolutely.
I hope you're enjoying Orlando Means Business. I should mention, if you're thinking of Orlando for your business, if you're expanding or looking for a top metro to locate, go to investorlando.org. We've got industry-specific information for you, as well as data on our educated and experienced workforce, real estate options and incentives, plus more to help you get started. You can find us at investorlando.org or click the link in our show notes. So you touched on Orlando's tech ecosystem. Describe, in your opinion, what is Orlando's tech and innovation ecosystem like, and what's the Magic's role in it?
Oh, wow. Okay. I will do my best. I think unquestionably, Orlando certainly has a broad and diverse tech community with lots and lots of talents across a wide range of areas. And so from software development, digital development, to video games, to simulation, to fintech. There is incredible tech and innovation occurring here. I would also point out that the region has an incredible sports presence, as recognized by Orlando recently, receiving the Sports Business Journal's Best Sports City Award. And so similarly, from the Orlando Magic to Orlando City Soccer and Pride to FCS, Go Sports, Disney's Wide World of Sports, the USTA Center in Lake Nona, UCF, NASCAR, LPGA, the list goes on and on. There are so many sports organizations that make Central Florida a key player in the industry. And I think the Magic serve an important role, obviously, in both spaces. So from a sports standpoint, we serve a key role, as we were the original professional sports team here. But in tech, we certainly offer global exposure and have had the opportunity to work with local tech companies, both startups and more established companies, to develop solutions and hopefully bring exposure and platforms to them and elevate our fan business performance.
So you highlighted a lot of the successes that we find in Orlando when it comes to our tech industry. So Orlando, obviously, as you described, an emerging tech hub and for innovation. So how does the Magic tap into this thriving ecosystem to attract the top talent to work for the franchise?
Yeah. Well, we already touched on one of our initiatives that has helped, certainly with exposure for the Magic and the Orlando Magic Innovation Challenge. Separate from this, I point to a couple of other focuses for us in attracting talent. First, we have an incredible graduate associate program that provides entry-level opportunities for students coming out of college to get their foot in the door of a professional sports organization. And our GA program, which is what we call it, is largely filled with candidates from local colleges and universities. And numerous members of our leadership team, including myself, started with the Magic as GAs. Secondly, we have really strong relationships in place with University of Central Florida, Seminole State College, Valencia College, and these range from guest speaker series to working with students at these universities to challenge them with real-world projects where they work to provide research, development, and other consultation for us in various areas. And similar to the Innovation Challenge, a number of the projects that have been led in this respect, we have instituted, you know, solutions and prototypes around. And then lastly, we are committed to supporting and participating in key events and programs like Startup Weekend Orlando, Synapse, Innovate Orlando, you know, and those marquee events that provide exposure and networking opportunities for individuals and companies alike.
Right. Because I definitely think that maybe people don't necessarily put the Magic, NBA in general, and tech together. But obviously, just based on this conversation, there's so much tech and innovation happening within the organization. There's a lot of opportunities to tap into the talent that's here as well to fill those roles and work for a really cool organization at the same time.
100%. Yeah.
So looking ahead, what exciting developments or initiatives can fans expect from the Orlando Magic in terms of tech and innovation?
Yeah, I have probably a really long list, but I've tried to narrow that to a couple that I think are perhaps the most exciting here. So one is you will continue to see an emphasis for us on frictionless fan experiences at the venue. And so looking forward and looking at kind of the tech space, I think biometrics, furthering grab-and-go capabilities so that when you're at the venue and you're at a Magic game, you're at a Solar Bears game, you're at a concert event, you can get your concessions or your retail merchandise faster and get back to your seat. And other innovations that I think you'll continue to see occur in the ticketing space is as kind of ticketing products develop to meet customers where they're at and recognize the challenges that go along with that. A second big area that I think all industry, but sports is going to further adopt is artificial intelligence and the use of AI in a lot of fan-facing experiences. So AI will allow undoubtedly for more personalization in our fan experiences. This could be personal marketing communications where you're receiving marketing exclusively for you. Who's your favorite player? What are your favorite opponents? You know, what data do we have on you and what have you explicitly told us is important to you? It also could be new user interface developments where you could superimpose your image or another image onto live gameplay or game highlights. It could be game simulation, but with real live imagery. You know, and even as we look at things like Oculus headsets or Apple Vision Pro, I think the viewership experience can be tremendously different down the road. And you should look for that in sports and entertainment space. And then the third broad bucket, which certainly ties into AI, but is continuing to leverage data. This is another area I would point towards where the NBA has been cutting edge. All NBA arenas are outfitted with Hawkeye camera systems, which is optical tracking data. So it's motion caption cameras that basically track the skeletal system of all the players, the officials, and the location of the ball. So this is an example of truly big data, just an immense data set that teams are using to analyze game performance. But if you think about fan experiences, it could provide an enhanced level of insight to on-court data. It could provide integrated player and team statistics. And there's a ton of ways that that can be activated to improve fan experiences. So those are three broad buckets, but ones that I know we at the Magic are working on. And I think you'll see a lot of innovation from us and the NBA over the next number of years.
The one that caught my attention was putting my face on a player.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anyone wants to see me playing basketball,
other
but
than you, maybe
other
you
than
want
me,
to see yourself dunking. Yeah.
Or share it with my family so they can get a good laugh.
Sure.
Just, I think what's fascinating too, and you touched on this, that graduate program that you started in, and now obviously here you are, Executive Vice President of Strategy Innovation. Can you just share your story? Because I think that's inspirational for folks who may be listening who aren't sure about the industry or the field and how to get in and to see, you know, where they could go or where they could be one day.
Yeah, I'm happy to. Yeah, so I started as an intern with the Orlando Magic in 2006. And prior to that, I played small school college basketball at a school called Trinity University in San Antonio, Texas. Realized that I was not destined to become a professional basketball player myself, but had always loved the NBA and wanted to be involved. And so I did a number of internships. I interned with the San Antonio Spurs. I interned with the Denver Nuggets. I interned with USA Basketball. And then again, here with the Magic, I kept kicking my foot into as many doors as possible until ultimately one stuck. And I was really fortunate that I landed here. So I worked for a year in a department that was responsible for our new arena initiative. So in 2006, we played at the time, what was called the TD Waterhouse Center. Opened as the O-Arena, the Orlando Arena, for anyone who remembers that, and then closed in its last few years as Amway Arena. But got on board with that project team, worked on the design and the construction of what became Amway Center, saw the opening of that building, and then a lot of what I've talked about today in terms of big data and analytics and digital space started to take off across all industries, but especially in the NBA and professional sports, and have been fortunate to kind of grow up that route within the organization. And so it's a fantastic organization. It's one I'm proud to be a part of and have been proud to kind of grow and develop my career within. And I think you touched on it. What I love about professional sports is we're big brands. You know, we are a global brand in the NBA and all of its teams. The Orlando Magic are global brands. But we're smaller to mid-sized companies, and it provides, I think, a lot of opportunities in both respects, challenges in both respects, but opportunities nonetheless. And I do think it's kind of in our DNA to be innovative, to be tech forward, to be early adopters, and to have, you know, innovation listed as one of our core values, I think empowers a lot of people within the organization to be creative thinkers and identify ways that they can improve the areas that they're responsible for. And that's not always technology. Sometimes it's just reimagining how we can operate to perform better or deliver better fan experiences.
And I mean, that's Orlando Region's DNA in of itself is innovation too. So you've got that great talent pool to pull from and to build on that pillar with the Orlando Magic. So just all around, it's just a success for you guys. And we're seeing that with what's going on.
Yeah, it's been a great year, our 35th anniversary season and in the playoffs, a playoff berth. The Solar Bears are in the playoffs as well. So it's been an incredible year. And I think you're right. Yeah, we're excited. We're building something here and excited to be a part of it.
The most positive thing too is Orlando is big into their hometown teams.
Big into
our hometown
team. So
you have that support too. It just, I imagine, energizes you guys.
Yes, yes. City's definitely a buzz. You know, you drive down I-4 and you see the Everybody In, which is our playoff slogan banners on Kia Center, on the Link Center, you know, on our training center. And so it's fun. It's fun to hear and talk to people and feel the city abuzz with the energy around our team. I think sports has a unique capability of bringing people together. And we recognize that and I think take that responsibility and are excited about it.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Jay, for joining us.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And thanks for listening to Orlando Means Business, a production of the Orlando Economic Partnership and the University of Central Florida. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform. The Orlando Economic Partnership is an economic and community development organization that works to advance broad-based prosperity and create a more prosperous community for all. If you're interested in Orlando for your business and what makes Orlando unbelievably real, contact us at investorlando.org.